Seches Uktsin, Perik Beis, Mishneh Hei. Hamechatech Levashel. A person who cuts up food, or vegetables, meat, whatever the type of food is, in order to cook it. Now he knows that through the cooking process, it's going to fall apart further. So therefore the cuts that he makes in the pieces, he doesn't cut them thoroughly. He cuts it, let's say, most of the way, and then after the cooking process, they'll totally fall apart. If he would cut them into small pieces now, so by the cooking, they'll be totally falling apart. Maybe they don't want to serve it that way. So he cuts it, let's say, 90% of the way, but they're still attached to each other. The pieces are still, hanging on to each other with strands and strings of, let's say, meat or whatever the nature of the food is. So hamechatech levashel, a person who's cutting food in order to cook it, afa pishalei mirik, even though he didn't cut through and through, he didn't cut the entire piece, he left them a bit connected, einay chibur. They're not considered connected for the purposes of tuma, and therefore, if something which is tuma touches one of the pieces, the rest of them do not become tuma. Lichboish, but let's say his purpose is not to cook it, but his purpose was to pickle it, velishlike, or to supercook it in a very strong way, ulnichen al shulchan, or he's cutting them, and this is the way he's going to present it already on the table. So then, in these cases, it's considered connected because in all these cases, he wants the pieces to remain attached. Hischil lefarik. Let's say he began cutting them apart. If some of it is a bit attached, but he hasn't finished, and then something of Tomei touched it, being that he's in the process of cutting it apart, so then it's not considered connected. But the parts that he didn't get to yet, even though he intends to cut them, they're still considered connected, obviously. Goizim sha'omnam. A person tied a bunch of nuts together by tying their stems. Or habitzalon shechamran. Onions which were netted together with a string. Harei elu chibar. So they're considered connected because he wants to keep them that way for a long time. Hischil lefarik ve'goizim, if he began to remove the shells from some of the nuts, which the rest of them were connected, ulefalkel bebetzalom, or he starts peeling off the peel of some of the onions in order to release them from being connected, even though he didn't completely undo it, ein echiver, at that point they lose their connection, and if something which is tamei touches one, these don't become tamei. Ha'egoizim v'heshkeidim chiver. This Mishnah, this part of Mishnah, is teaching us about nuts and about almonds, that as long as it's attached, they're considered connected until he breaks the shell to many different pieces, even though he didn't take off the shell. In other words, as long as the shell is on it, it's considered connected, even though it's cracked open, like you see pistachio nuts, it's still considered a shomer to the peri, and if the shell gets something tummy touches the shell, the whole thing will become tummy. But once it's merases, once it's broken into many bits, even though it's still attached and it's still surrounding the nut, then it won't be considered a shomer for the peri. Mesechtes Uktzim, Perik Beis Mishnevav, Be'a Megugelas, a soft-boiled egg which has a shell around it. So the shell is protecting it right now. So the halacha is Ad Shiyagois, until he opens up the shell, cracks off a little area of it in order to empty its contents from there. Until that point, it's considered all connected. Once he does that, it no longer acts as a shomer because the egg can seep out through there. And therefore, it's not a shomer for this egg. Vishaluka, let's say a hard-boiled egg. So then, even if there's a little hole in the shell, it doesn't make a difference because the shell is still somewhat protecting the egg. So it would still have a loch of a shomer. So achirases, until he breaks the shell into many pieces, even though it's still connected, or the many pieces, you know, there's an inner membrane on the underside of the shell that will hold it together, even though it has many cracks in it, it's still considered a shema up until the point where the entire shell is cracked into many pieces, although still surrounding the egg. Etzem shiesh b'mayach, a bone which has marrow inside. A person would use the marrow inside, either to pour as a gravy over his food or to suck it out. So the bone right now is a shomer for the gravy. So chibur is considered, the bone is considered as a same entity, is a shomer, and therefore it has the halacha of the food itself, and it will meet the requisite for the halacha of tumen. Achiras is until he cracks the bone into many pieces. Harimoin, a pomegranate, shepardu, that he has cut in half, and you still have many of the little seeds attached to the peel of the rimoin, of the pomegranate. So chibur is considered connected, and it's one entity. Achi yokish olav bekana, until he hits it with a stick, and the little seeds get disconnected from the peel of the rimoin. And at that point, even though they're still near it and they're still encased maybe in some of the membranes, but they're not considered one entity. Kiyotzuboi, shol hakoivsin, when they used to send clothing to the laundromats, they would put a thread through it in order to hold all the person's belongings together so they don't get confused with other clothing that they're washing, and that's how they would wash the clothing, as they're all connected with this one thread. Or habeget shutofa beklayim, if a person has clothing which is sewn, two different garments which are sewn together with a common thread, one is linen and one is wool, and he has to cut them apart. So chibur, they're still considered connected, meaning to say if one becomes tummy and the thread is connecting the other beged, the other article of clothing to it, it will become tummy. Achiaschalahatir, until he starts to untie the knot and the stitching, at that point we will consider it disconnected and we will consider it two entities, and if one becomes tummy, the other one does not.